If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club. It does sound the same every time I do it because I've listened to me saying it. Like, I get what you mean, but I've tried to, like, say
the radio
normally.
DJ voice, you mean?
But if I went, hello and welcome to the Sofa, that's
still
worse.
Doing it. You're still doing
yeah.
it.
You're still
so
doing the DJ. I'll tell you what it is. It's the shoulder shrug.
Yeah.
And then the... Hello.
And these
it's like, it's this slight pause, and then we're into. I think it's good, dude. It works. We've done it for now for 4 or 5. You've got to keep it the same. The All audience right. like it.
Welcome to Sofa Cinema Club. My name's Colson Smith, and I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we each educate each other on films that we like and films that each other like. Every week we get together and we watch a film that has been set out by either me or by you two. We watch very different films, don't we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would argue I watch good films, you would argue I watch bad films, vice versa. So we're on episode 5 now, and on the last episode, Goodfellas, my taste, we agreed, did change because I really enjoyed it, which is a bit of a...
Well, you give it a solid 10.
I give it a 10. I was a bit like, have I gone too early? Have I blown my load too early?
Oh, hello.
There's an
hello.
Image.
How did we manage to fit that into a podcast? You've blown your load too early all over Goodfellas. Just keep it clean. 10 out of 10.
I might have to restate that. I'll restate that.
Blown your load. Oh.
Right. Don't look at me like that.
You gave it a 10 out of 10. You feel maybe your taste has changed.
Yeah.
The way you appreciate film and cinematography might have changed.
Maybe. So...
what is cinematography, Colson? Just a question.
Pictures? Pictures that move.
Pictures that move, Ben?
It's close.
That's kind of a film. That's what I like to call a film.
Pictures that move.
I suppose it is cinematography. It's painting light, the painting of light in a frame.
Mm. Right. Anyway, moving on. The beauty of our film club is that everybody can join in. It's not just us three. If you want to join in, follow us on social media at Sofa Cinema Club on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
WhatsApp,
MySpace,
WhatsApp. Yeah, we started
Tinder.
A WhatsApp group. There's 50,000 people in it. Every time you get a notification, oh, I'm going to have to mute it. It's too much.
Just Jack.
Not Facebook. No one does Facebook now, do they?
Facebook. I think Facebook's the one. No one does Twitter.
Is that gone now?
I think Twitter's on the way out.
Oh, you've heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Bombshell.
Colson Smith.
Mr. Social Media himself.
Yeah,
has already annihilated our Twitter following.
It's on the way out, Twitter.
But if you do follow us on Twitter, we do really value you.
Yeah, keep following.
Keep tweeting. Because we love reading them. So today we're watching my film, Blues Brothers. But before we get on to that, how has your week been and what have you been up to?
Well, me and you, we went to London, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
For an awards ceremony.
Yep.
And usually, when we go to awards ceremonies, the cast get on a train. And we go down to London, and it's usually a bit of a jolly, isn't it?
It is. It's like a school trip. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
So we were getting on the train, like the 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock train, something like that. And we were... So I got some, like, drinks for
well,
like,
I've
the
got
cast.
Written down here, gin in a tin.
Gin in a tin. Classy. porn star martinis. Got them.
Yep.
In a tin.
In a tin.
And what then you went pink gin in a tin
pink
as well.
Pink gin in a tin, yeah. Oof. So I got
that
some
was
of
your
them.
Lineup for
so
the
I got them for.
What time are we on there? What time are we started off
we,
on this?
We got into London at 11:30. So
you're,
I think,
you're on the train at 9. Is that what we say, 9 a.m.?
Right, I got them for the cast.
Okay.
They you, all missed the train.
You see my point here? You're making it sound like, oh, it's a little 6 p.m. journey to London.
Right.
It's a 9 a.m.
Right.
journey.
Okay.
And I've done a trolley dash.
It's
for
a
booze.
Jolly. It's a jolly. It's a jolly.
And but Jack forced me to drink the other half of the drink.
Because no one made the train. There was only me and Colson who made it.
I get on the train with a coffee. Not a coffee, obviously. Get on the train with a hot chocolate. I'm sat there, getting my laptop
croissant.
Out, got a bit of work to do, all chilling, and then he just looks at me with his sunglasses on, and he's like, you going to talk to me or what? So I take my headphones off, and then he goes, you going to drink these? I've bought them for you. And I was like, well, no, you've not. You've bought them for your other friends, and your other friends haven't come. Now you're stuck with me. So I had to drink the porn star martinis in a tin. And when I stood up off the train, when we got into Houston at about 11:40...
Houston. Were you about to take off in a rocket? Because that's a hell of a train journey, dude. Do you know
what?
Got on the train at 9 a.m. We arrived at Cape Canaveral, like 18 hours later. I was hammered.
I don't know why you're laughing, because you do that as well.
I do that.
It's a Yorkshire thing.
Houston.
It's got to be.
Houston, yeah.
Let's bear in mind, you both don't like London.
No. I like London
okay.
now.
Jack, you
Jack
like
it's
London.
Just
bit.
Too busy.
Panic.
It's just too many people. Too many cars. Can't get anywhere. And it's like, you know, like when we're in Manchester. If yeah. I say to you, do you fancy meeting me in Manchester, wherever? It's 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. If I say, Ben, I'm here in London, come meet me, that's at least an hour. It's at least an hour. Just text time.
But it's fun. Anyway, so you're on the train to London. You've got off at Cape Canaveral. You're off to the awards ceremony.
Awards ceremony.
You're a bit, tiny bit tiddly, both of you now.
Mm. Yeah, we're excitable. We get in the car, drive. I'm trying to think what we did.
We went to the hotel. It is a bit of a blur.
Yeah, we got...
It's an awards ceremony, sit-down meal, and basically everyone just sort of gets trolled. The Trick Awards, that's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's midday. It's
which
everybody
is
in...
Dangerous.
Radio, TV, feel like...
Yeah.
It's a whole group of people, and I think everyone is hammered
smashed.
By 2
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah, that's the goal. That is the only goal that everybody...
Is that an award?
What, who can get
who
the most?
Get the
most
smash.
Yeah, it's normally...
And the nominations are Jack and Coulson for the 9 a.m. train to Cape Canaveral.
There was a bit as well where mid-award, like, Jack stands up bored, goes and buys 10 porn star martinis, and then there's pictures of us in the Daily Mail. It's a picture of me walking down the stairs with a giant tray of porn star martinis, trying not to fall down the stairs with them. Yeah. At about 11 o'clock.
We had a few laughs.
It was good fun. So after the awards, yeah. You go to the after party, you go to the bar afterwards, everybody mingles. Now, we already know, if you listen to this podcast, that Jack's got a reputation for falling asleep in unusual places.
Mm.
So I get a little tap on the shoulder and went, Coulson, can you sort him out? And I went, what? And there he is. Cheeky little nap, wasn't it? Midway through the after party.
Midnight club.
Mm. Mm. So we resorted to putting his sunglasses on him and putting his phone in his hand and made it look like he was texting.
But then I got the fear. I woke up and remembered we had to make the train back.
Your head had gone.
I was staying
in London.
It's a day event. It's up and down in a day.
Oh, yeah, it's there and back in a day.
Ooh, hello. Yeah. That's rough.
The train was at 6. We were on the other side of London. Jack, 5.
And you've already got a phobia about that.
This is it. I went, we need to leave now.
You should have left Wednesday.
We've got an hour. It's fine. I went, no, we're in London. We need to move now.
You don't know what they're like.
But we moved and we got there at 5:45, so it took 45 minutes. And everyone was like, see, loads of time. And I was like, I got us to move. Do you know what I mean?
You're a hero.
In Manchester, me and Ben have started a new hobby. A little bit of badminton now, haven't we?
Oh, that's cute.
Probably one night a week.
One night a week, we hit the courts.
Yeah, but it's not really an hour because I'm knackered after half an hour.
To be fair, though,
it is hard.
It's good fun.
I think the scores overall is probably about, what, 15-1 maybe to you?
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing wrong? Hitting it in the net?
What am I doing wrong, Ben? What am I doing wrong?
Look, I'm a professional badminton player. I'm just knocking you around the court a bit, aren't I? Right.
It is a little bit like Ben stands in the middle, hits it from side to side, and makes the fat kid run. Like, that's what.
To be fair, you've got
like.
Some power on you, lad. You've got some power. When you crack it, when you get hold of it proper, boom. But we borrow the rackets, and the rackets are
Yeah,
all.
We need
so
to.
So one's right. mint, okay. one's a championship yeah. racket, the other one is a bent racket from the back of the cupboard.
Yeah,
and the one of the kids had. I have the bent racket.
I have yeah. the bent racket, yeah. which you got no chance. We swapped, and it was terrible.
My head fell off. His head fell off.
He went quiet. You know when his head falls off? He went quiet.
It's
I don't
heavier.
Want to play.
It's a lot heavier, and when you get used to the other one. But I am enjoying badminton, and I think it might be a new lease in life for me.
And actually, it's suiting you, isn't it?
Well,
you're doing well.
Hopefully, yeah.
Well, keep it up.
That's the beauty of podcasting. One, nobody knows what you look like. And two, you can wear whatever you want.
People do know what you look like, though.
How would you describe me being as BC as possible?
I'd say you're Craig on the telly.
Right, let's talk about Blues Brothers.
Go movies.
So it is my film, Blues Brothers.
Great.
So we've got two brothers. One is in prison and he's just come out of prison. He's been greeted by his other brother. And the start of the film, they go to visit the nun because that was his promise when he came out of prison. He said he'd go and visit her. And they find out that the orphanage is in financial troubles. It's having difficulties and they need to raise some money. So the two brothers go on a journey of how to make this money. At first, they're going to steal it, and then they got told not to. So they recreate relationships and friendships with old friends, form a band to try and raise the money.
And the band's called?
The Blues Brothers. So the film, like me and Jack were saying earlier about how it's a film that... So my dad got me into this film. It's probably the first one I watched with him that was 15. It's one of the films I vividly remember watching with him. And I think it's probably influenced me a lot in terms of the music that I listen to.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I'd agree. That with me as well.
It's just got something about it. Because that sort of soul music isn't really in anything. It, you know, when you think of soul music, you think of the Blues Brothers in a way. Mm.
Yes, because of course no one had heard of those artists before they're in that movie. I mean, crikey, James Brown. I mean, what was he doing before that?
No one knew.
No one knew.
This is big.
I mean, Aretha, come on, she was nothing before that film.
So it's a bit of a different choice to what I'd normally pick,
but still with a kind of musical vibe. Well, you do like a musical,
and it probably shows in terms of what I look for in a film. It kind of has got that sort of baseline of happy ending, songs, highs and lows.
Mm.
So it has got that journey.
Dancing,
but on a very different route. So like the thing about the Blues Brothers is it can take you to the extremes of the scene in the church with James Brown where he's the preacher and it starts off very normal and then the next thing you know, there's someone doing the splits 20 feet in the air and you're really like, what is going on?
He couldn't mime James Brown. They wanted everybody to lip sync and mime and then they put the track on over. But he couldn't do it. He'd never done it. So he said, no, I'm singing my song and you can do what you want. So he's.
I'm James Brown.
I'm James Brown.
Get on that. So give me a cloak.
He sang his song. And they just had to sort of dub the track,
over.
Bits of his track over it and try and edit it to what he was singing to his mouth.
Wow.
But he went, no, I've got my full band here. I'm playing the song.
1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah,
let's go.
And also, if you look on paper at the script, if I was handed that script, do you know what I mean? To sort of make... I'd be like, well, what is it? I don't understand what it is. What genre can you put it in? Because it's not a musical. It's not exactly a comedy.
But don't you think it was probably out... I think you're dead right.
Yeah.
But don't you think it's out of those times that really the money just backed those two and the director and just went, yeah, go on.
Yeah.
You're funny.
Yeah.
Most of America think you're funny. You've got amazing artist in the film, crikey, go on, have a go. It'd be a laugh.
Mad that that film came from. They did, Dan Aykroyd did Saturday Night Live, and they did a sketch where they did the Blues Brothers sketch. So there must have been something that they'd just come up with as a laugh.
Two lads in black and white suits with sunglasses on.
And because it must have got
people liked it
all around America. The
big show.
It's like, it's so known, that whole bit about, you know, when people do fancy dress, there's always someone as the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Because it's such a universal thing. I imagine it's a film that probably everyone has seen once in a period of time.
Yeah.
And it does just work. But you know how you were saying it was almost built not to work? It has some really bizarre things in it. It's got an assassin.
Yeah.
It's got the
Nazis.
Nazis are in
nuns.
It. Nuns. Gospel choirs, a blind shopkeeper.
Isn't it sort of like a bit like a sort of almost like a Rocky Horror? It's that kind of genre of they throw it all in.
Yeah.
And also the two leads are strong together. Mm. They know each other. They do very little and let everyone else around them shine, which is very interesting.
Mm.
If you notice the singing and everything, they give everyone their time. They don't try and command that film.
No.
Yeah.
No.
One thing that I didn't really click onto until we watched it again, obviously, because when we watch films for the podcast, we have kind of a different eye to them. And the bit about how they literally only take the sunglasses off once, don't they?
Mm.
I don't think Elwood does he?
It's just Jake, isn't
Jake
it?
Jake does, doesn't he, once.
And, but the whole of the film is pretty much in hats and sunglasses, which for a character is amazing.
I suppose that's,
When does Jake take them off?
He takes, when she's going to kill him, doesn't she?
In the sewer.
In the
underground.
And that's what makes her fall, because it's like, he takes the glasses off and it's like the nicest thing he's ever done for her.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And he flashes her eyes.
Yeah.
Like she's never seen that. In fact,
and they're back in love.
When there's some pictures of Jake and her, she's getting her nails done or something in some nail bars. She's doing something. She's reading a magazine or something, or she's looking at pictures. In all the pictures, he's got his shades on. Yeah.
Keeping in it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I think that's what that is. Like, why he took them off, you know, and why she... She goes, oh, Jake, she drops the gun, doesn't he? And then he gets up,
and then
kisses her, and he goes, let's go, and drops the gun.
It's just a quite a extreme balance between multiple different genres. But I think that's probably what does appeal for me, in a way, that it's...
A bit all over the place, a bit mental.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd also said that cocaine would be provided for the cast and the crew to keep them awake during night shoots, and apparently John Belushi liked those night shoots.
He stayed awake.
Yeah.
What's the budget? Okay, so it's...
Were you singing?
When we watched it,
did you sing?
Yes, I did sing.
You did sing?
I sang at quite... I think I sang at all three songs that I knew, which is James Brown, Ray Charles, and then Aretha. I think I sang all of them. But that's me as a person, and it's, you know, songs with films with good songs and good music makes me
it
do that.
It stands up, doesn't it?
Well, it stands the test of time.
It stands the test of time. Yeah. We watched it.
Yeah.
We've all watched it at different periods in our life.
Mm.
We all went, it's mint.
Mint film. And people are still watching it now, and it is kind of one of those things that everyone just knows. You know, the sunglasses, the hats, the suits, it's...
That mall that, you know, they crash through.
That's a brilliant scene.
So
absolutely
they crash through that
brilliant
mall, don't they? That mall had been closed for refurbishment, right? So Universal spoke to this mall about, can we do this if you refurb and blah, 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 and smash it up? And they said, sure. So they did, and they smashed it up. And when they handed the mall back, they were like, you've not returned it to its former state. We thought you were going to do that. And Universal were like, no, we're smashing it up, dude. That's what we're doing. So there was a big court battle between Universal and the mall thing. In the end, Universal won. And the mall got torn, just rotted, just completely was abandoned.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They didn't do anything with it, and it got torn down in 2012.
I mean, they do absolutely destroy that.
It's a good scene, though.
Like, they must have had some fun filming that. Yeah. Like,
in that true sort of late 70s way, when they would have filmed it, it looked phenomenally dangerous. Mm. Like, people nearly got run over.
And it's the
like,
it's
they
the
weren't
extras.
Stunt people at all. Yeah. I'm going to drive the car really fast at you. Don't you need stunt people? No.
John Wayne's son was a stunt driver on that film.
Boom.
Yeah.
Mr. Trivia in the corner.
Mr. Trivia,
Ethan
love it.
Wayne.
Could you imagine being the third AD that is going to them extras? Right, so what they're going to do is they're just going to drive around, just try and act natural, and don't get hit by a car.
Scream if you like, certainly run, and action. Good luck.
Yeah. Mental.
Mental. Do you want any more trivia? Can give you more. Good. Spielberg's in it. We saw Spielberg,
yes,
didn't we?
Yes, we did.
He's
see
the guy
him.
Who stamps the check at the end. They drove through downtown Chicago, and in order to get clearance for that, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd said they would donate $50,000 to charity. So that's how they were able to drive through Chicago.
Really?
So I don't think they actually paid Chicago Council or whatever it is.
Anyone? The council?
Yeah, I don't think they did. Just said that they donate some money to charity.
Interesting.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you were to watch it with anyone else...
I think you can watch that film with anyone.
It's quite
age certificate of 15, but I have watched it with my kids, and they love it. I mean, they don't understand, you know, most of it. I think they just like the songs.
The songs and the car going over the bridge.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Blues Brothers 2000?
No.
I like Blues Brothers 2000.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, John Belushi's
I think I have seen it.
Have you?
I think it's awful.
Yeah.
And next week's film is...
Blues Brothers 2000.
Right, rating system. So it's out of 10.
It's out of 10.
So obviously Goodfellas is top of the leaderboard now.
You two went 10, didn't you, for Goodfellas?
Went
I think
10
I
Goodfellas.
Went. Did I go 9?
You went 9.
Or 9.5,
I think.
You like a 0.5.
I
it's
do.
It's going to get really confusing come the end of the series because...
You brought the 0.5 in. Yeah. I don't think that had been in a rating system before you
it's
brought
it's on IMDb.
In 0.5.
In fact, I think it goes like, on IMDb, like... 0.6, 0.7, 0.8, 0.9, doesn't it?
What was,
depending on votes,
the film where you went onto IMDb and it had the same rating as we'd give it?
Alien.
Was it Alien?
Yeah.
Was it the same rating?
I think I gave it...
You gave it 8.5.
I gave it 8.5.
And that's what it was.
And
like.
IMDb agree with Jack P. Shepherd as well.
So Jack's like, obviously I am.
Obviously
but
I
so
am.
Big time.
Lord of the movie. Not Lord of the dance, Lord of movie.
Yeah.
Jack... Rating out
rating
of 10.
System. I'm going to give the Blues Brothers an 8.
Solid. Yeah, you know, I'm floating around there as well.
Ben's never going to do a 0.5.
I can't do a 0.5.
He's so stubborn. It
I think he's going
to do
7.
It, I think.
I can't give it a 7. It's better than a 7.
Got 7.5
there. I can't go 0.5. My calculator doesn't work in 0.5. I'm going 8. Because I can't give it a 9.
No.
I don't think it's a 9.
No.
Songs are great. It's great. It's an 8.
Yeah, it's 8 for me as well.
8 for you all round, right?
Yeah. 8 threes.
But I think that
24.
That's quite... We all kind of know why. Because it's a good film and it doesn't ever warrant being a 7. But does it push to be a 9?
No. Not when you've got Goodfellas at 10.
It's an 8 film.
It's not...
It?
It's a film. It's good. We had a good laugh when we watched it. It was nice at the end of the night, but it wasn't like at the end we went, oof,
we've seen some.
That's a film.
But
ooh, that was nice. Nice tune.
So this week I've taught you about Blues Brothers. Well, we've probably all taught each other because it's a film we all like and agreed on. So next week it's your turn to teach me on a film. What film's it going to be?
So me and Ben have been batting around a few ideas about films for you, and we wanted to come up with a tearjerker.
Okay, so you want me to cry?
Well, we thought we'd put on an emotional film.
We wanted you to feel something.
So I'm watching Hannah Montana again.
we're getting it halfway through.
Yeah, wanted you to watch an emotional film and see how you would react to that. So the film that we've chosen is Kramer versus Kramer.
Oosh. Never seen it.
No. Well, no. You're in for a treat.
Interesting. So if you want to watch along at home, you can. It's Kramer versus Kramer. We'll be back next week talking about that. And if you want to keep in touch with us on social media, it is at Sofa Cinema Club on Twitter, which we love, Instagram, which we love, and Facebook, which Ben thinks is on its way out.
Only because I've not got any of them. That's the oldest one.
Feel free to leave us a rating as long as it's 5 stars. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.